Coulter, U.S. isn't becoming Europe. We're becoming Rome. By Ann Coulter on May 22, 2019. Can we have a quick reality check and acknowledge that what is happening to America is a million times worse than what's happening in Europe and is of much greater consequence? Conservatives regularly point to the mass migration afflicting Europe as if it's the ghost of Christmas future for America. Since waves of third world migrants began sweeping into the European Union, we've seen terrorism, knifings, rape gangs and riots popping up all over the birthplace of Western civilization. Sweden has gone from a country where rape was essentially non-existent to the rape capital of the world. It's sweet of Americans to be so concerned about Europe, but maybe they should look at their own country. On account of a mass immigration policy imposed on us by our government, the United States has undergone a transformation unprecedented in all of world history. From 1620 to 1970, the U.S. was demographically stable, not to be confused with a nation of immigrants. The country was about 85% to 90% white, almost entirely British, German, French, and Dutch, and 10% to 15% African American. The American Indian population, technically in their own nations, steadily plummeted. An example of how vast numbers of new people can displace the old, both accidentally and on purpose, in a generation. The white majority has nearly disappeared, while the black percentage has remained about the same, with more than 90% of African Americans still native-born. White Americans are one border surge away from becoming a minority in their own country. Systems. It had a universal set of measures, laws and rules. And then the Dark Ages came. In the blink of an eye, all that was lost. The people no longer had the technological know-how even to repair bridges and aqueducts built by the Romans. They had lost the ability to make cement. They lost many of the works of Aristotle. Roads and plumbing fell into disrepair. Statues crumbled. Nikki Haley would be happy. Only centuries later did civilization begin to reassert itself, barely climbing back to the accomplishments of several centuries earlier. Whatever the causes of the fall of the Roman Empire, one thing is for damn sure, there were not vast bands of powerful Romans prattling about Roman privilege, demanding that the Huns be given preference over Romans and writing articles with titles like Abolish the Romans. That is the driving impulse of one of our two major political parties. The other party can't bestir itself to care about anything other than tax cuts, abortion and moving our embassy to Jerusalem. Copyright 2019 ANN Coulter.